Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon's full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Jay, you love that intro, don't you? It just gives you a kick.
Don Lemon's a...
Yeah, I celebrated yesterday, though. Anyway, I have a long soundbite I want to get to, but it's great. It's Donald Trump's greatest hits. But before I get to it, the question is, and this is a serious one, is Donald Trump in need of an intervention? I'm talking about a political intervention, because according to sources within the campaign, yes. And they are, in fact, planning one right now, they say. Sources close to the campaign also described to CNN yesterday that there have been a series of what they call blunders by Trump lately. Chief among them, his fight with the Khan family, the Gold Star family, who lost their son in 2004 in Iraq. Some say that they feel like Trump is ignoring their advice to stay on message, and they felt as if he was as if they're wasting their time. The official spokespeople, though, for the campaign quickly denied the reports and said that they were all one big happy family, and that in the coming days, Trump would stick to the plan and focus on Hillary Clinton. But before they could even hit send on the email press release, this happened.
If Hillary puts her people on the Supreme Court, okay, like, who knows? Elizabeth Warren maybe will go. Maybe. Pocahontas. And those commercials were so false, just like Hillary's commercials. They're so false. Like she's got the one with blood coming out of her eyes. And I meant her nose, or her ears, or her mouth. But these people are perverted. I said, in New Jersey, they were dancing. Those people that knocked down the World Trade Center, most likely under the Trump policy, wouldn't have been here. But the reporter, all of a sudden, remembered it totally different from his story. And he was groveling. I won't make the motions, because if I do, they'll say something, you know. Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me. I spend millions and millions of dollars on buildings taking care of people with disabilities.
You know, it's a requirement of law that you have to put in ramps.
Yeah, you do. It's not just because you're.
It's not just out of the goodness of your heart.
Goodness of your heart.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Okay.
You have to put the ramps in. You're
you
right.
have to you put have the. You got to put the people with disabilities.
That's the law of the sink. You have to do that.
It's called the Disabilities Act, and that's part of it.
What the hell?
But. You think he could open for you, Sherry? Because
he's doing what works.
We were just talking about this, Don. He did a rally yesterday. He was on point for like 11 minutes, and then the crowd was dead. Then he went off point and started doing his greatest hits, like the ones you just played. And the crowd was behind him.
Yeah.
And he's playing to his crowd. When he does whatever the Republicans want him to do, stay on message about the issues, he gets no reaction.
Well, that he's playing to the base, but he's not getting any new.
But when he plays the greatest hits, you know.
But yeah. He's not growing anywhere.
That gets him going, right? Yeah. Now, by the way, I want to mention that, because that clip was from Fox News, and which is friendly to Trump. That was a panel led by Megyn Kelly with a Trump supporter on it. They couldn't even come to some consensus about why he would want to relitigate all that old stuff. But it appears, though, he can't help himself. And by not being able to help himself, as we've been talking about here, he's paying for it dearly. And the place that seems to count so much for him, and you know what that is, that's the polls. The latest CNN poll shows him losing to Hillary Clinton by 9 points. An even newer Fox News poll shows him losing to her by 10 points at this point. If the election were held today, the same poll shows that 69% of voters felt that Trump's response to the Khan family was out of bounds. So instead of a temporary ban on Muslims, Mr. Trump may want to consider a permanent one, at least on attacking them, because that has not bode well for him so far.
The libertarian vote, they're coming up in the polls, and that vote is and that's hurting who, Trump or Hillary?
It's going to hurt Hillary, but here's the thing. They have 9% right now of the vote.
Nationally.
And they need, in order to even get into, you know, the debates that are coming up, they need 15%. And they need 15% in an average of, I think, like 5 to 10 polls. they don't have that right now. So they may not even be on the debate stage. I don't think that the libertarian vote or this independent vote or the third party or however you want to count it
is going to be a spoiler.
I don't think it's going to be a spoiler. It's not enough. It's 9%. And at this point, 9% could go either way.
We're early.
But there are going to be, but here's the thing. There are going to be so many people who are disappointed with both sides that they're going to write people in. And I think that will cancel out the amount of people who are going to write you, who are going to say, you know, I want to go with Jill Stein or with Weld or,
and that benefits,
or with Gary Johnson.
That benefits Trump or Hillary?
I think it cancels everything out. But I think if in a perfect world where everything mattered, I think it hurts Hillary Clinton more because most of those people are, they're libertarians. And libertarians aren't really conservative. They're kind of just like, get out of my business and let me do what I want to do. They're pro-gay marriage, same-sex marriage. They're, usually pro-abortion and those sorts of things. So I think it hurts Hillary Clinton.
So if you vote libertarian, you're really voting for Trump.
Yes.
Don't vote at all, you're really voting for Trump.
Well, it depends. It depends. If you're a Republican, you would say you're voting for Hillary.
I mean, I'm talking to all the people who say I don't like Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to vote. Then you're voting for Trump.
To the people who say that they don't like Hillary Clinton and they, you know, and they're Democrats or they're progressives. Yes,
no, just people, just voters.
Yeah,
because yeah. I mean, the hate for her is it crosses all lines.
Well, it's for him too.
Yeah. Yeah,
but for her, it's enthusiasm, Tom, more than hate,
right.
because they're the most unlike candidates ever in modern history. The thing for her is that number one, trust. People don't trust her. And the other thing, there's no enthusiasm for her like there was for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. People were, you know, you said something about Barack Obama to his supporters and they would yank your hair out. For Hillary,
do you think
like,
Hillary's doing the right thing by constantly talking about Trump, or should she stay on message?
I don't think she's constantly talking about him.
I mean, she went to a plant and she was talking about him not making his products and stuff like that. So,
well, I think that she needs to. I had someone on last night talking about Donald Trump's business acumen, and he wrote this whole big thing for Newsweek. He's known Donald Trump for a long time. She's essentially doing the same thing. If he's going to continue with these bombasts, the best thing that she could do is to stick to his record, and especially his business record, because that's what he has. The worst thing that you can say to Donald Trump is that he's not a good businessman and he's not worth what he says he is. If you tell him he's not a billionaire, them's fighting words.
And can you talk next time about who do you think would be those that he would trust in terms of having this come to Jesus meeting with him about what he's doing and how he's failing miserably?
We would be talking for about 2 seconds. I don't think that...
You don't think even his kids?
Maybe his kids, but then what do his kids really know about politics? They don't know.
They don't, but they're the only ones that he listens to.
Yeah, well, see, what they told him to be more presidential, too, didn't they? And to stop all the craziness. What happened with that?
They're
not even registered.
Straight off the rails.
They told him that Corey Lewandowski, that was the thing, that they didn't want him, and now he's talking to Corey Lewandowski again, according to reports. So there you go.
Wow. All right.